Track 25.
McGonagall talks about two studies and how they changed her own approach to stress from something to be avoided to something that's a part of life that we can manage. In the first study, they measured 30,000 people's perceived stress load and their belief in how harmful stress was. People who experienced a lot of stress in the previous year had a 43% increased risk of dying, but only if they believed stress was bad for them. I thought it was interesting that the way we see things affects the way we approach stressful situations, and then how we experience them. I've definitely seen how sometimes people can achieve better results or really excel when they face stressful situations, but what I find fascinating is when McGonagall says that our beliefs about stress will affect whether we suffer when we're in a stressful situation, and her question about whether we can actually change our body's response to stress and thus stay healthier and feel less anxious. The second study examined how stress can make people more social. It studied 1,000 adults over 5 years. Again, they first established the stress load and then asked how much time people had spent helping out friends or neighbors. What I found surprising was that they discovered that stressful life experiences increased the chance of dying by as much as 30%, but not for those who engaged in caring for others. The body's stress reaction can make us seek out social contact, thanks to oxytocin, and that for those who actually do, there are health benefits. The body actually becomes more resilient to stress, thanks to this same chemical.